How'd the legs feel this morning?
No, I haven't. You know, this is definitely going to be a recovery and mental day for me. I'm going to try to prepare for tomorrow night.
How, you always talk about your appreciation of history of the game. Is there time in a series to appreciate a game like that, or could you, is it something for later?
No, not really. Just gotta move forward. I was excited we were able to get the win. I was able to help out the team with some of my individual players playing. And that's what it's about.
You talked about the backdoor play that got Wade going. The dunk Udonis had, very similar to the play in the East Finals last year where Game 2 kind of turned around too. Did you guys sense that his night changed right there? Maybe his impact on this series changed with that play?
Absolutely. He had been struggling up to that point. Missing shots that he's always made, and then you start seeing it on your teammates' face when you feel like, the basketball guys aren't with you. So I just want to try to make a set, call a set where I feel like I can get an easy one. And I was happy that I was able to deliver that pass to him, and he's able to finish it home, and it was, it was off to the races after that.
When you talk about what an ultimate role you do, it seems like after you got Boston in his eye, you got more aggressive as you finish plus 15 in the court after that.
It's the biggest part of the reason why we won last night. Even with the individual performances of myself and D-Wade, I think UD got the game ball. Four, five in the fourth quarter, knocking big shots down, getting rebounds defensively, being in tune, and he helped us win that game.
When you and Dwayne were really on a roll in the third quarter, is that sort of the ideal basketball for the Miami Heat, where people are letting you guys do your thing and setting you up to do your thing, or do you actually need other guys to be making some shots?
I mean, every game is different. I don't remember one out of the 38 consecutive points that we had. I remember one shot being forced. It was all on the Florida offense. Our team, was setting us up. We were setting each other up. And it was just how the game was going. It was just how the flow was going. So you kind of ride that wave. When you're flowing like that, it makes might as well keep going. But it made no sense to stop. So. We're happy we was able to take that lead going into the fourth.
LeBron has revered. What does it feel like when you are, on a basically 40-point run? What is it like out there? You hear guys talk about the nets being wider or things like that.
Unless you're doing it individually, you don't honestly know what's going on. I think individually you know when you're in the zone. But when you're doing it with a teammate, we're just going with the flow. And I didn't know the type of run that we were going on at that point in time until after the game.
LeBron is revered as Dwayne.
You feel like you're getting some really good looks. You're trying to make them go home before you get on the open floor. You're also executing offensively in the half court. So, that definitely helps.
LeBron is revered as Dwayne. How tough is it for you to see everything you went through with the criticism, what have you, since after game three?
I didn't hear much because I don't watch too much sports talk radio or read too much, so I didn't hear about the criticism that was going towards him. I just, as a teammate, I knew he struggled in game three. So I just wanted to try to be there for him in game four and help him, get off the slide and get him back to playing the way he's capable of playing. So, it was great to see him rebound.
How much do you think his knee is hurting
him? I don't know. You guys talk to him next.
What did he say about Juwan, as a veteran, taking himself to that stance and what he was doing with the sideline, tolerating?
First of all, we have a veteran ball club, and we don't, we all protect each other. It's great to have a teammate. It's all we got. Honestly, it's just us, and no matter what's going on throughout the game, we always going to protect each other.
LeBron, you guys talked about Game 4 being a must-win, obviously, and the Pacers were talking last night about how they've got to ratchet up the physicality again. Take that same approach into Game 5. How does the mental game change now when theoretically the home court shifts back your way?
It doesn't change. It's the same game, it's the same team, the same approach to me personally. I go out there, be aggressive, and see where it ends at the end of the game.
LeBron, the average fan might say, LeBron and D-Wade, why don't they play like that every game? Obviously, there's lots of variables. How realistic is it that you guys can put together performances like that on a consistent basis?
It's not realistic. You got to make shots, too. The shots that we're taking, we shot a higher percentage. But, if great players. If they could do it every night, they would do it every night. You can have 40, 20, and 10, you'll do it every night. It's not realistic. You know, you just take each game by its own and be satisfied with what you have.
So is the sense of urgency any different in game five than it was in game four?
I always had a sense of urgency. It's the playoffs.
Brian, do you think yesterday might have been your best playoff performance individually?
I have no idea. I think the best thing about it was the result of the win. You know, and I made a few plays to help us win. That's all.
Is it more fatiguing to take on that type of offensive burden, or when you play that well, is it so awesome you don't even feel the pain?
Fatigue is part of the playoffs. And I feel like I'm in good condition. You know, and I just try to catch my second and third win throughout the game. And the little breaks that I get, I try to calm myself down and just get ready to go back out there. But it's the playoffs. Everybody's fatigued at some point in time, but you just got to push through it.
Given that you guys are unlikely to chip in for 70 points in another game, what are some of the other ways that the Heat can win?
We just got to keep defending. We keep defending, sharing the ball. We give ourselves always a chance to win. If we defend at a high level and we don't turn the ball over.
You were just talking about points in the paint and being aggressive. The big difference, when you look at the numbers yesterday, were huge.
When we defend, we attack the basket, we get to the free throw line, we score in the paint. We're a pretty good team. For us, our rebounding opponent has always been a key of ours. It's always something that we want to do and we want to continue to do.
LeBron, we saw you reading yesterday. How much does that relax you before game one?
I've been doing it since the playoffs started. Just put me in a different mindset. Honestly, before the game, I kind of don't even think about what's going to happen throughout the game. I've just been reading, and it's been able to calm me down. And then once I get on the basketball court, I just play and react. So, it's been great, though.
LeBron, do you think coaches get too much blame on things
go
wrong and not enough blame on things go right in the
playoffs? For our coach, he put us in position to give us a game plan to go out there and execute it. As players, it's on us to go out there and do it. That's all you can ask for as a player. He put us in position, and we just try to go out and make things happen.
How much have you missed Chris in terms of production and just knowing what's going on and feel for the
guys? Everyone knows how important Chris is to our team, but we can't. He's not available. He's out indefinitely, so it's not like we've moved on, but guys are stepping up, so we can't worry about the production that he would give us if he was in the lineup, because he's not.
LeBron, you got a lot of points in transition yesterday. How important is it to keep up that pace and space that you guys were talking about earlier?
Well, that's what it's about. When we get stops, we got to attack. We do some our best basketball when we get a defensive stop and we get out on the run. So, if we continue that, it helps us out a lot.
Thanks, LeBron.
Did you finish the Hunger Games yet?
No. We just started reading.
What do you think of it?
Good. It's really good.